News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
Now, we want to return to a discussion we had on Monday's show, the singing of Aaron Levine at sports matches. I was kind of arguing that cheering in the final moments of the song, basically when you get before you even get to the last line, was disrespectful. So we wanted to hear from the GAA just to get their take on it. Alan Milton, Director of Communications with the GAA, joined us now. Alan, there was a very pointed kind of plea to spectators last Sunday to respect the national anthem until the very end. It didn't happen. It rarely happens at any sporting event. Is it a source of frustration for the GAA?
I wouldn't go as far, Shane, to call it a source of frustration, but what we did last Sunday wasn't a new development. We've done it for the last number of years for the finals. And the way we look at it is when you play Aaron Levine at a match, you're conferring special gravitas or status on a game. And it's a really, really important part of the day. I suppose it's a cultural thing, is it? We can't man mark everybody in the stadium, but you can encourage them and you can try and create a culture whereby the anthem is respected until the last bars of it. And it does prompt a wider conversation about how people view our national anthem and indeed how many people actually know it. And that's back probably to the education system, where I don't think we teach our children or young people our national anthem in the same way, for example, that the Americans might teach them the Star Spangled Banner. And I wonder, is that something to do with, you know, post-Troubles society, or was there a period where we went through a phase where people weren't particularly comfortable with the nationalistic element and the militaristic element of our anthem? And that's probably a discussion for wider society.
So do you think the fact that maybe people don't know the words of the national anthem? Now, I know at Croke Park, the GAA always put up the lyrics of the national anthem. They're there on the big screen. But do you think the fact that people don't know the lyrics, is that a factor, do you think, in people not singing to the end?
I think there's two elements to that question, Shane. I think the first one is, do you know the lyrics phonetically, and secondly, do you understand what they mean? So I think you're less likely to finish any song that you don't understand what it means. And if you go to Celtic Park, you'll hear the Celtic supporters sing Aaron Levine in English. And it was formerly used in English until the 1930s, indeed around the Olympics when it started to be used, the Irish version of it. But I think, yes, there's no doubt if you know something and you're in tune with it and it resonates with you, it means something to you, you're more likely to stay with it. But I still do think it's a really poignant part of our day, and the same announcement will be made this Sunday. I think for people abroad, especially if you've ever watched an All-Ireland final abroad, or indeed any sporting event, I think it means a lot to the diaspora. But I also think it's a pinnacle of our day, really. It's the climax towards the ball being thrown in, and the whole stadium after the parade is in a state of frenzy, if you like. So I wouldn't be overly critical about it, but I do think if the GAA can play a part in trying to shine a light on the fact that this is our national anthem, it deserves respect. And if we can confer that on it, I think we'll have done a job for wider society.
Do you think we play the anthem? I'm not talking about All-Ireland Sunday, because obviously we need to play the anthem there. But do we play the anthem too often at matches, do you think?
Yeah, I think that's a really valid point. Perhaps some of our stadia, and I don't just mean exclusively the GAA, but we definitely play it very often. You'd argue, do our PA systems do it justice in certain instances? Yeah. You know, and that's a valid argument in smaller stadia. Are some of our fixtures earlier in the year perhaps less attended fixtures? Should they be on a par with the All-Ireland Finals where the anthem is played? As you probably notice, we never use a singer at Croke Park on All-Ireland Final Day. We view it as the song of the people on the people's day. We've had a mixed experience with singers over the years, if I'm being honest about it. And that's just a decision we took a number of years ago. But I think that perhaps if you used it less, it might resonate more with people, in that it would, as I said earlier on, confer special status on the games where it is used. But I think, as I said, I know it's one of the times of the year where I feel most Irish, especially at the hurling final when Aaron Levine goes up and you know that the world is watching, as it was last Sunday. And you saw some of the comments from across Britain who had followed the game on BBC Two. So I definitely think it's something that embellishes the day, and I don't think you'll have to consider going to an All-Ireland final without hearing Aaron Levine anytime soon, put it like that.
No, and no one would want that. And look, I'm conscious this is probably a question for government, not for the GAA, but you kind of touched on this. Like, we don't really fly the flag at schools. I know it happens sometimes. We don't. Maybe America goes too far with that respect for the flag and respect for the anthem and teaching of the anthem and flags at every school and so on. But is that something we need to consider, do you think, as a state?
Well, if you go to Stade de France, Shane, to see France playing anything, you don't hear people breaking away from the last bars of La Marseillaise because everybody
really
knows
don't.
It. You really yeah. don't. And it's as militaristic, if not more militaristic than ours. I think we need to stop apologising for Ron Levine. There may be a wider conversation about the anthem in the years ahead. I think that's probably inevitable. But I definitely won't, personally speaking, love to see every child on the island of Ireland learn our national anthem. I think you've a far better chance if you get young people acquainted with it earlier in life, understanding what it means and understanding the history behind it. Because whether you like it or not, it is our national anthem. Whether there should be a conversation around a different national anthem is for a different day. But as long as it's our anthem, we should all know it, or as many people as possible, I would suggest. And therefore, I think you'd get better participation when it's aired publicly.
Okay, Alan Milton, Director of Communications with the GAA. Thank you for talking to News Talk Breakfast.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7 on News Talk.